Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association. Teaching, learning, leading.
Whether or not local government should offer financial incentives to bring in new companies is a point long debated. David Poole with the Virginia Public Access Project has a story from the Patrick County Enterprise about one such gamble that has not paid off.
A few years back, the county was approached by a group of men from North Carolina who wanted to set up a timber products operation and wanted to see if the county would help them with some startup money. The county went to the state's tobacco commission, and the two went close to 50-50 on $1.25 million to help this company get going. This was not some crazy high-tech thing. This was timber, woodworking. This is the kind of industry that is well known in Patrick County. So they thought they had a pretty good thing. The only problem is, the company never really got started, and now the county is out a lot of money. These expenses they had to pay back to the Tobacco Commission, $625,000, this has really put a hurt on the county. At the same time, they were under a court order, I guess, to build a new jail and to patch up some schools. Just a few months into the fiscal year, the county is going to have to borrow $3.5 million just to pay its bills and meet payroll.
As far as bringing in money for the county, David, there are some ideas the Board of Supervisors could consider, but they're not popular with the voters.
One board member, Ricky Fulcher, said, the county needs to find ways to move forward, and one thing it needs is revenue, and opportunities for a meals tax or liquor by the drink are one way the county could bring in revenue, but these are ideas that have been rejected year after year by the rural population of this small county.
Our next story is from another Virginia county. This one, though, is in the D.C. suburbs, and it's about as different from Patrick as it gets.
This story is from Arl Now. That's an online news outlet in Arlington. The story is written by Alex Coma, and it's about changes, some pretty simple changes, actually, in the county zoning laws that make it easier for people to renovate old houses that don't conform with the county zoning ordinance. These are houses built before 1942, and just to renovate them on the interior and exterior took quite a bit of paperwork, and in fact, it encouraged teardowns.
And the story tells us this all started when one person had an idea and decided to say something about it.
Local homeowner John Quirk, who owns a duplex, was really having a tough time with some renovations he and his wife wanted to make, and they petitioned the county to change the ordinance, which has happened, and there's hope, great hope, that this might help affordable housing, which is a difficult issue inside the Beltway in a walkable community like Arlington, where prices have just skyrocketed in the last couple of decades.
And this was a bit unusual as requests for government action go. Quirk says there was no opposition at all.
You would think this is one of those typical stories where a citizen had an idea and it took them years of battling the bureaucracy to make it happen. Not the case here. The bureaucracy in Arlington, and there is a bureaucracy in Arlington, took the ball and ran with it and made it happen in pretty snappy fashion.
David Poole is with the Virginia Public Access Project. I'm Fred Eccles.